Stella Christostomo of Volume Books Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your book is Inland by Taya Abrett, published by Hachette, $38. A second novel, I think.
It is. Her first book, The Tiger's Wife, won the Orange Prize, and that was her debut. So it was 6 years ago, so it's been a little bit of time between books. And this is a slow burn, but what a fuse it lights. It's amazing. So I was really, really impressed with this. I was kind of nervous. I'm always nervous about reading the second book of an author that I've really liked, and I thought Tiger's Wife was incredible. And I'm so pleased that I have now read this, because Inland is quite incredible. As I said, it's a slow burn, so it takes a while for you to be sort of work out what's going on in the story. There's two main protagonists. Nora, she's a uncompromising, tough, rough-edged frontierswoman, but she's strangely sentimental and strangely naive at the same time. So she's out in Arizona. They've got a farmstead. They're trying to, you know, make something out of the land, but it's dry, it's hot, there's a drought. It's 1893. You know, it's still Wild West out there. And Rory, who is our other protagonist, and you meet him on the run from the law. So he's reinventing himself at every moment, trying to outrun the law, and he's haunted by sort of the ghosts that have been left behind, and somehow he can sense their desires and wants, and they sort of attach themselves, or so he feels, they attach themselves to him. So you have these two stories, and you're not quite sure how they're going to tie together, but they do. So I was kind of thinking about the way that Taya Abrett has shaped this book, and she's a great storyteller, and it's almost, sometimes people talk about novels, you know, it's sort of like unwinding a ball of wool, and I think in her, this case, it's sort of a spool of barbed wire. So it's sharp and it's raw, but, you know, there's definitely, you know, an intense emotion there, so unwanted desires and passions, and Nora doesn't really quite understand her own desires. She has a child. She's got several children, one that's been injured and been chucked off a horse, another child who died very early of sunstroke. And so she's haunted by her dead baby continuously through the book. And this, she kind of has this monologue with this child who is now an adult in her mind and, you know, telling her what to do. So it's very interesting the way that it's shaped together.
Is it heavy in tone, given the subject matter?
No, not at all. And that's the surprising thing. It's actually such great storytelling, and you're so wrapped up in the story. And even though at times you're unaware of what's coming next, that's almost the wonder of it. And what's wonderful is she's brought in sort of these factual elements into the story that are so surprising and so interesting that you find yourself going, wow, you know, is that real? And, you know, Googling to find out. So in this story, there's a character called Burke, and Laurie, our outlaw, is talking to Burke. And for quite a while, you're thinking, oh, who is this Burke? And you realize, and this isn't giving it away because it says so, he's a camel. And you're thinking, what is a camel doing on the frontier? But the Army Corps had camels. They had this idea that camels were able to make it across the desert to carry supplies as they moved and settled people across the land. So suddenly there's camels in this story, and the Turks that ride the camels and take the camels across America with the Army Corps. So it's really fascinating, these bits of history that she ties in, and it breaks down a lot of your preconceptions about what the frontier was like. And at the same time, like her earlier book, she brings in these quite surreal elements of, I wouldn't say ghosts, but sort of the feeling of those people that have been left behind, that have died on the way, children that have been abandoned, children that have died, outlaws that have been hunted down and shot. So you have this idea of a landscape, especially through the eyes of Laurie, littered with these wandering souls. So she does this very interesting thing without it seeming strange.
Thank you. Sounds like you're recommending.
I am recommending.
Appreciate the review. Thanks very much, Stella Christostomo of Volume Books.